News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, if Cork City can have community wardens with the power to enforce parking and littering laws, why can't Dublin City? That is the call from Michael Pidgeon, leader of the Green Party Group and Dublin City Council, and he joins us this morning. Michael, first of all, lay out your stall. How would you see this community wardenship, should it exist, working in Dublin?
I think it would work broadly as it does in Cork, and it's been piloted in a few other parts of the country as well. Essentially, the problem we're trying to fix is that we have dog wardens, we have litter wardens, we have kind of different inspectors, we have people doing traffic tickets and clamping. And rather than them all being separate roles and they're kind of been, you know, a small number of each trying to cover the whole city, you consolidate those roles into one. And what that would mean is instead of having, you know, maybe eight people going around the city looking for, people letting their dogs poo and not clean up, or eight people looking for litter, you'd actually increase the coverage hugely because you'd have all of these people looking out for similar things at the one time.
That does sound quite practical. So you amalgamate them all the roles, and instead of having four groups of eight, you have one group of 32 or whatever the numbers might be.
Exactly.
I do see that. Are we saying that people who are dog wardens and litter wardens, etc., have lots of time on their hands, though, that they're able to take on these additional roles?
No, not at all. And the idea is that we would, in some ways you would be increasing the number of tasks you're doing, so that's true. But at the same time, you'd be decreasing the areas you'd be covering because you'd be able to focus more on one area because there'd be, as you say, going from 8 to 32, there'd be far more of you. So exactly what roles you could roll in, you'd have to see. But in Cork, they managed to have a good mix of things. They do a lot of kind of community, they meet residence groups, that sort of thing, support local environmental groups.
Okay.
But also just a visible presence on the street. Because at the moment, to be honest, if you're the kind of person who dumps litter as you're walking around, you're probably not thinking, I wonder if there's a litter warden around the corner, because in practice there isn't.
Truthfully, if you're the kind of person who's going to go out and dump litter on the street, if a litter warden comes along, I'm not sure how receptive you would be to that litter warden telling you to pick it back up again. In my limited experience of people who engage in antisocial behaviour, they never like it to be pointed out to them.
No, that's certainly true. That's certainly true. But I know in cases I've dealt with of serial people who don't pick up their dog poo in the area I'm in, I know there have been visits from a dog warden saying, you'll face a fine, and even just the fact of being called out on it.
Well, we already know that there's hardly any fines given out. So how much authority will these community wardens have?
You wouldn't need any additional authority. My point is, in a lot of cases, you're right, in kind of the more extreme cases, the more antisocial cases, that they could be ignored. But in a lot of cases, often I found when it comes to litter and dumping, it's often simply the case that being called out about it, having engagement from the council, and kind of them setting out that there are fines ahead, actually does change a lot of people's
behaviour.
It's
a bit of a deterrent. Okay, what would be needed to, I suppose, get this to happen?
It would basically need agreement from management, and we would need to work with the trade unions if any jobs in the council were being changed. And in the last council, we tried to advance this, but we kind of ran down the clock a little bit, and the election was called. But now that there's a new council, we're hoping to try and advance this within Dublin City Council and just get management agreement, probably to pilot it in one part of the city initially. But we don't need legislation. We don't need extra funding. We're not looking to increase.
So you need management agreement. You need trade union agreement. Will be an interesting thing. I suspect we'll be revisiting this. So we don't need new legislation. Then why pilot it? Why not just go for it?
To be honest, my experience of the council has been that it's always a good thing to give something a bit of a trial at the start, just because you see things that you're not totally locked into an inflexible system. Dublin City Council is so big; it covers so many people. That I find if you bring in a new system, it's quite inflexible, can be difficult to change. It makes sense to give things a go for 6 months in one area, see what lessons you learn, and then roll out the full project.
All right. Look, thank you for joining us on this. It's an interesting proposal. That is Michael Pidgeon there, leader of the Green Party Group in Dublin City Council. Let us know out there this morning. What do you think?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.